Welcome to the Health, Safety and Environment Podcast. This episode is brought to you by 360 Training, the leader in regulatory approved online training and certification across a wide range of industries and professions, focused on regulated training that helps ensure the health, safety and financial security of customers and employees for the communities they serve. What trainings would you like to take next? Save up to 30% off by the link provided below at atenciogabriel.com/training. And now, let the class begin. What are the nitrogen hazards? Nitrogen is colorless, odorless, tasteless, and non-toxic. Will not support life. This gas is slightly lighter than air, will affect every individual the same way it displaces oxygen. Nitrogen gas is classified as a simple asphyxiate. This means nitrogen will displace oxygen and create oxygen deficient atmospheres below 19.5% without significant physiologic effects. May cause dizziness and drowsiness. Without enough oxygen, we die. What happens when you breathe in nitrogen? The brain becomes starved of oxygen. You pass out in approximately 10 to 15 seconds. The brain shuts down. It only takes one breath. If you then inhale the inert atmosphere of nitrogen, suffocation and death will follow in most cases. Everyone should understand that one deep breath of nitrogen will be fatal. What are the safety precautions for nitrogen in the workplace? Any work that needs to be performed within the boundaries of the barricade and signage area will require a work permit. Prior to any work starting, the atmosphere in that area has to be tested and documented to ensure there is adequate oxygen of at least 19.5%. All personnel who enters the fenced and signage area shall be required to wear a four gas monitor at all times. Monitors are required to be bomb tested on a daily basis, and four gas monitors must be worn within 12 inches of the breathing zone. What can you do in case of emergency? Call for help and remove victims to fresh air as quickly as possible, but make sure you are protected. Obtain help from trained personnel immediately, like first aiders. If not breathing, trained personnel like first aiders should administer supplemental oxygen or CPR if necessary. Rescuers should not attempt to retrieve victims of exposure to nitrogen without adequate personal protective equipment. Health, Safety and Environment, a podcast by Gabriel Atencio, industrial engineer, safety engineering specialist with international experience in the oil and gas, construction, manufacturing and warehousing industries. Sharing to the world articles, studies and lessons learned from incidents to work safer. How safe are you at work? Go to atenciogabriel.com and do not forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening and be safe.